This is the EWN Radio Network.
Welcome to Eat Great, Live Well Radio, your trusted source for the information you need to take control of your health and your life. No complicated medical speak, just straight talk about eating healthier without giving up the foods you love. Now, here's the host of Eat Great, Live Well Radio, food psychology coach and best-selling author, Janelle McCauley.
Hi, and welcome to Eat Great, Live Well Radio. I'm Janelle McCauley, and I want to thank you for spending this hour with me. My promise to you is that if you take action on the information we provide each week, you will transform your health and your life. Before I introduce my guest for today's show, I want to invite you to go to eatgreatlivewellradio.com and download your free ebook, Do You Wish Your Kids Ate Better? It's packed with quick and easy ideas for making mealtime family-friendly, fun, and healthy. So get your free copy today at eatgreatlivewellradio.com. We've got another great show planned for you today, so grab a pen and paper and your favorite beverage, and let's get started. Our guest today is Sam Rafoss. Sam is a certified holistic nutritionist, speaker, and author. She's also the founder of Holistic Nutrition Girl, where she specializes in helping people make health fun. Sam is fiercely committed to educating and empowering individuals to achieve their health and wellness goals so that they can live the life of their dreams. Sam's path to helping people started early in life. Her love of cooking and eating farm-fresh foods and working with people to address their worries and offer encouragement and motivation continues to this day over 30 years later. On today's show, we'll talk with Sam about what a holistic approach to health is and how it can transform your health and your life. Welcome to the show, Sam.
Thanks, Janelle.
I'm really excited about today's conversation and some of the things that we're going to be talking about. And I was checking out your website and all the things that you're doing, which is really exciting. And I'd love to start our conversation by asking you to tell our listeners just a little bit more about your background and what it means to be a certified holistic nutritionist.
Sure. Well, as you said in my intro about the farm fresh foods, I grew up on a farm in Saskatchewan, Canada, and you ate what you grew. So that's what I knew. From my grandmother, my mom, it was always gardening, and that's what I knew. Then I leave and go to the city, and of course, life changes. So I noticed a difference in my health as I was going along, and it finally tweaked that, okay, I'm eating differently. I'm living a different lifestyle. I'm living a faster-paced lifestyle. So I went back to what you can say those farm roots. And as I continued my schooling and my work life, I was a social worker, and I was always interested in food, in healthy eating. I would talk to people about my, you know, recipes, and just in daily life, I would talk to people about healthy eating. And that led me to the path of taking holistic nutrition. So a certified holistic nutritionist, actually, it's the school that you go to here in Canada. So it's a natural nutrition diploma through the Canadian School of Natural Nutrition. So you take specific courses in body, mind, spirit, the holistic approach, and you have to write a board exam. So it's a written exam, an oral exam, and that is how I became a certified holistic nutritionist.
That's really, you know, it's really interesting the way you talk about growing up on a farm, because I would best bet that most people that are listening, that's a foreign concept. You know, they grow up in an area where they may have farms around them, but it's more of eating a little bit of farm fresh foods. But I love the fact that you say you ate what you grew. And probably a lot of kids today have never even been on a farm or don't have any idea of how a farm works.
Oh, it's true. It's true. I see that when I'm teaching kids, and you talk about that, some of them have been in the grocery store, but you're right. Lots of them have never been out of the city.
Yeah, you probably learned to like or eat a lot of different foods being on the farm because you ate what was in season. And I would bet that most people probably couldn't tell you what foods are in season, you know, at any time.
No. And when you talk about that, if I talk to people about eating in season, again, you get that quizzical look. Because in all of our urban grocery stores, we can get any food any time of the year.
We can, but as you well know, the food that you get when it's not in season does not taste the same as that fresh food in season.
For sure, and that's when people stop and think about it, or, you know, talk to someone like me, that's when the connection is made. Because
mm-hmm.
our bodies are actually designed, you know, our bodies haven't changed in, you know, millennia. So our bodies are still designed to eat for our climate, to eat for our season. It doesn't matter if it's now or 200 years ago. That's what our body wants. We just don't know that because of the times we live in.
No, that's true. And I think it's great that you noticed you were eating differently, that your pace of life was getting more stressed and more going on. You had the advantage of feeling good and knowing what, you know, being healthy was to start. I think the challenge today for a lot of people is they've never experienced that, so I'm not sure they would know that there's any difference, which I find is one of the biggest challenges, is convincing people that you can feel a lot healthier, you can feel better, you can have more energy. They've not experienced it, so they really don't know what it is.
You're so true. So true, Janelle. I would have to completely echo that.
So how do you have that conversation with people to try to get them to see that there is a better way?
When I was working with clients, now I specifically just teach nutrition, but when I was working with clients, I would have that conversation with them. And I would basically say, you know, trust me a little bit here. This is, you know, why you came to me. You know, you have low energy. You're not sleeping. You're gaining weight. You don't know why. Here are some strategies that you can try. But again, with health, everybody is looking for that magic fast pill.
Mm-hmm.
So I would always preface everything by saying what I do is about lifestyle changes. It's about living a healthy life your whole life. So this is not about something, you know, I'm not going to give you a diet and you can walk away and make some changes and you're going to feel, you know, 100% better by next week. No, the body needs time to make those changes. And often when we're making changes from a nutritional approach or a lifestyle approach, you will feel worse before you feel better.
Mm-hmm.
And if people aren't told that, if they start to feel worse, they think it's not working.
Mm-hmm.
But your body is doing that process because it has to get rid of the things that are making you feel bad. So it has to go somewhere. So it's that whole detox word that people hear about.
Mm-hmm.
Your body can detox from even small changes.
Absolutely. And I think people don't realize that you are going to go through that transition time. But when you think about it in the big picture, the transition really happens pretty quickly. Although we're in this instant gratification world that if it doesn't happen in 5 minutes, it's too long.
Exactly.
But it didn't happen overnight. We didn't get to that place in our health overnight. It probably took people years and years to get to. So, you know, what's a week? What's 10 days? What's a couple of weeks to really start to get your body feeling better, to detox it, to really start getting healthier and then, you know, get on that much better path?
I know. I'm smiling as you said that it didn't, you know, take you 5 minutes to get there. And again, same conversation I would have with clients. I would say, you know, how long did it take you to feel this way? Or I worked with a lot of women. So, you know, how long did it take you to gain this, you know, 20, 30, 40 pounds, you know, and we talk, oh, it gradually over the, you know, and I said, okay, gradually over the years, then you have to allow yourself and your body time to gradually take it off.
Mm-hmm. No, and it's interesting because when you start asking those questions, because I used to do the same thing when I was coaching one-on-one, I'd ask people, how long has it taken you to put that weight on? And then the next question I'd ask is, so what changed? Because they can usually oftentimes pinpoint it down to a certain time frame, you know, 4 years ago, for example.
Yeah.
And then I'll say, okay, what changed at that time? And they'll say nothing. And they'll say, well, wait a minute, you know, I was in an accident, or I had my first child, or I went through some stressor in my life.
Yeah.
And then they start to see what changed and why they're where they are today. But it does take time. And I think that's why working with someone is often very helpful, because you can get people to take a step back and ask some of those really critical questions to help them start to put all the pieces together, which I believe is a big part of what is done.
Oh, for sure. Exactly.
So can you share, I know you talked a little bit about the components of holistic, you know, approach to health, but how is that different from maybe what people know as more traditional dieting or just simply healthy eating?
Sure. Well, with the approach that I do, it is really, excuse me, it's really a unique approach for every person, because it doesn't matter what diet somebody may have tried. It doesn't, I mean, there's thousands of healthy eating books out there, and what works for you may not work for me. We are all individuals. So it really comes down to looking at their lifestyle assessment and then doing what we specifically do, a body systems check, for lack of a better word. So I actually have a standard set of questions that I ask everyone, and then I can score each of their body systems, and that tells me which of your body system is the most out of balance. So again, we've got the skeletal system, we've got the immune system, nervous system, your endocrine, your digestive system. A lot of people have really out of balance digestive system. So that's your powerhouse. That's, you know, your eating, your digestion, and that alone, just making some changes with that can help people. So that's, again, the holistic approach has to do with food, but even if it is a digestive issue, I've had people that have really good diets on paper,
mm-hmm.
but when they're eating, one, they're stressed out, or they're eating on the run constantly. I've seen people that all they are doing, even though they're eating healthy foods, they're eating in their car while they're driving.
Mm-hmm.
Well, your digestion can't handle that. If you're not mindful when you're eating and actually thinking about what you're eating and chewing properly, and there's just so many facets to the way we eat. And again, 100 years ago, people sat around the table and ate.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they did. That was that moment. Now we try to do everything else and kind of eat as we're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And that is really harmful for people.
It is. And when you were talking, it reminded me of a woman I had worked with who, and I just had the same conversation with people about eating breakfast and sitting down and eating it in a quiet setting. And she was eating really healthy, but she wasn't losing the weight she wanted to lose. So I said, she said all the right things. So I said, well, explain to me what it looks like when you're eating breakfast. Well, I get in the car and I'm eating while I'm driving. And I said, how long's your drive to work? She said, 6 minutes. So, you know, it's like all of the things. She's eating quickly. She's eating while she's in traffic.
Uh-huh.
She's multitasking. So
she
was eating really healthy, but she wasn't eating in the right environment. And I think that's why I love these conversations, because I can see a lot of people probably are going to have big ahas, because there's so many pieces that go into it. eating the right food is not the only piece that goes into it.
Oh, I know we have to eat healthy, absolutely. That I tell people, you know, you can't get away from, you know, when people say, I don't like fruits and vegetables. And I would say, okay, we need to figure out how we can get them into you somehow, some way, but lovingly too.
Mm-hmm.
Because again, if you eat food that you don't like because you want to be healthy, if you are eating that food and you're telling yourself, I hate this food, it's awful, it's not doing your body any good either, because our thoughts send messages to every cell in our body.
They do. And we need to take a really quick break, but I want to continue that conversation when we come back because I think that's really important.
Sounds great.
This is Janelle McCauley, and you're listening to Eat Great, Live Well Radio.
Do you struggle with your weight or your health? Do you wish you had more energy to do the things you really want to do? Are you tired of counting calories and fad dieting? Do you want to eat your favorite foods and not feel guilty? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then the Eat Great, Live Well personalized wellness program is the answer for you. Being healthy isn't about fad dieting, feeling guilty, or eating nothing but tofu and wheatgrass. It's about making small, healthy choices that add up over time to create life-changing transformation for you and your family. The Eat Great, Live Well personalized wellness program will show you how easy it is to be healthy, happy, and well-fed all at the same time. Visit eatgreatlivewell.com for more information or to enroll in this life-changing program. You deserve to both eat great and live well. Check it out today at eatgreatlivewell.com.
You're listening to Janelle McCauley on the EWN Radio Network.
Welcome back to Eat Great, Live Well Radio. I'm your host, Janelle McCauley, and today we're talking with Sam Rafoos, and we're talking about eating healthy. And you know, it's so much more than just the food that you eat. We were talking about that before the break. And Sam, just before we went to break, you started talking about the things you're thinking and how they influence how your body accepts food and processes food. Can you talk about that just a little bit more? Because I think that's so key.
Oh, for sure. And again, I say that because I saw it with so many people. That when they would come to me and give me their, I would have everybody do a food journal. We'd have an initial meeting, and then I would say, okay, now, you know, go away for a week, 10 days, write down what you're eating, what time. Again, no judgment. Just, it's like everything else. The more information I have, the better I can help you.
Mm-hmm.
So they would come back, and there would be a few women I worked with. They would have these perfect food journals. And I would go through it, and I'd say, okay, you're eating, you know, a healthy breakfast, you've got your snacks there, you're eating with the family. But then when we would talk about it, their thoughts would be either negative about some of the foods they were shoulding.
Mm-hmm.
They would eat foods that they thought they should eat, even if they didn't like them. Or they would think, oh, I'm still not doing enough. So the self-berating or just not being happy enough with what they were doing. And when we would talk about their whole thought process, and I would say, okay, every time you're taking a bite but you're not either enjoying the food or you're having a negative thought, that impacts your body, it impacts your digestion. It's almost like a stressor.
Mm-hmm.
And your body doesn't know the difference between big stress, little stress, real stress. It's that old adage we talk about in nutrition, that the person doesn't know that you needed to run away from the tiger. Like in caveman days, that was real stress. But your body doesn't know that your stress is running away from that tiger, or you're just thinking a stressful thought. So your body still has the same reaction.
Mm-hmm. No, that's so true. And I think people in so many things they do, whether it's about eating, whether it's in business, whether it's in relationships, we tend to have so many thoughts go through our mind in a day. And as you know from, you know, all the things that you've learned, so many of those are subconscious. We're not even aware of what we're thinking about. So, but yet it's they're playing such a big influence in the decisions we make, in the choices that we make, in the actions that we take. And it's really important to slow down enough so we can start to identify when we're having those thoughts. And we do that because they influence the actions that we take. And I know for me, when I slow down a little bit, I get out of autopilot and I really start paying attention of what I'm grabbing, what I'm doing, what I'm avoiding, you know, feeling much more aware of those physical symptoms in my body so that I can say, okay, wait a minute, I need to sit back, I need to take a deep breath, I need to really figure out what's going on so that I can do the right things. And I love when people finally realize that everyone can do that if you start to change what's going on around you.
Oh, it's so true, Janelle. So true.
You know, and this is such a big piece. I'd love to also have you share, I love asking all my guests, you talked a little bit about your background and growing up, but I love to ask my guests about their big why. So what motivates you to share your message about healthy living with others?
Oh, Janelle, I could talk on this one for our whole hour. I have to tell you, my absolute big why, I have three daughters. And when I had my first child, I was 37.
Mm-hmm.
I had my second daughter at 39. I had my third daughter at 41. And I said to myself, if I'm going to be responsible and be a really good role model for three young women and live a really, really long life to see my kids grow up and hopefully see the, my grandchildren, what do I need to be? Healthy.
Mm-hmm.
So I did, as soon as I became pregnant with my first daughter, and I was relatively healthy before that, but it was my mission to be the healthiest me I could ever be.
Mm-hmm.
And even to this day, my daughters are, you know, they're healthy eaters, but we enjoy life too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't just sit around and, you know, eat salads. And again, people hear you're a nutritionist and they think that you're perfect. No,
mm-hmm.
I live a healthy life, but it's that 80-20 rule. That's what I subscribe to. 80% of the time, I'm super healthy. 20% of the time, if I want to eat a piece of chocolate cake, I'm going to eat a piece of chocolate cake.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, my big why is for my three daughters.
I love that. And my big why is really for my children and grandchildren. We have three grandchildren, and they're 8, 5, and 3, and we're lucky because they live so close to us and are a big part of our lives. And I want to be here and watch them grow up. I want to be an important part and an important person, you know, in their life and be a role model. And it just, we have so much fun. And I think, you know, really identifying what your big why is, whatever it is, and it's different for everyone. So I can see that your big why probably influences, because I know your slogan is make health fun. I think that, you know, you really are doing it in a way that's balanced. You're not doing it to the extremes. And I love that because people often think that they have to be perfect. And if they're not perfect, then it doesn't count. And it's not about being perfect or doing it right all the time. It's about doing it most of the time that makes a difference.
Oh, absolutely. For sure. Like I tell people that all the time. You know, you just do everything that you can, but with a willing heart, with love, and with, you know, what you can when you can. If you can't fit something in, then you can't. I mean, the girls and I have a gym in my building. So they come over and they're like, okay, Mom, are we going to go to the gym? Well, today we can, you know, tomorrow, or not today we can't, you know, we discuss it. And
mm-hmm.
sometimes it could be 2 weeks before we get back to the gym, but we're still active.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's a lot of things people can do, whether it's parking at the far end of the parking lot versus driving around and trying to find the closest location, taking the stairs. I know, you know, for
daily things.
They really makes
pull into the parking lot, just park. Get out of it. Every daily little activity that you add in makes a difference. And like you said, take the stairs.
It does.
Breathe. Even I'll just tell people, stop what you're doing. And you had said it earlier, stop what you're, you know, and breathe. People don't realize that they're holding their breath. They're working away. They're holding their breath. They don't realize it.
Mm-hmm.
Or shallow breathers. That's what one of my, I used to see a naturopath.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what she would say. You know, you're not breathing. You're a shallow breather. And I'd be, really? I am? No, that's what's going on for you. You need to breathe more. And we need that for everybody.
We do, and it energizes you so much, and it just really, if you, you know, breathe in like that, you'll find that your posture's straighter, your, you know, your whole body changes when you stop, you know, put your hands in your lap or stand up and stretch your shoulders and just really close your eyes and get fully present. I think oftentimes we get so busy in what we're doing that we're not fully present. I tell people, because of some of the things I do, you know, most people, when they're asking a question of someone, they're listening halfway, but they're also formulating the answer. And
oh, true.
It is. And what I've stopped doing is trying to formulate the answer. And people say, well, how do you know what to say then? And what I find is if you really listen closely and pay full attention and be fully present, you have the answer. But we're so busy trying to project or think we know the answer that we actually get it wrong quite a bit of the time because we're answering what we think we heard, not what we actually heard.
It is. It's very true. And again, everyone's always in a hurry. And sometimes we just have to ask ourselves, what's the hurry?
Yep. That is absolutely true. We're going to go ahead and take another quick break. And when we come back, I want to talk about some of the things that you do with kids because I think there's a great opportunity for people to really understand how to have the conversation and how to expose our children to different foods and a healthier way of eating. This is Janelle McCauley, and you're listening to Eat Great, Live Well Radio.
I'm looking for a certain kind of woman, and I think you know her. She's an entrepreneur that is highly connected, successful, significant in her own industry, and considered the go-to woman in her community. She's received so much from so many women in business, she's ready to give back to others on their journey, lifting as she climbs. Hi, this is Sandra Yancey, and I'm the founder and CEO of eWomen Network. I'm looking to connect with the woman I've just described who lives in your community so that we might have a conversation about how eWomen Network's proven success system can provide her a platform to elevate her success and ability to support women in business. Our international community of managing directors are influencing the speed of success for women in business around the world. If that sounds like something that you want to be part of or know someone we should talk with, send an email to managingdirector@ewomennetwork.com. That's managingdirector@ewomennetwork.com, and let's start the conversation.
Do you struggle with your weight or your health? Do you wish you had more energy to do the things you really want to do? Are you tired of counting calories and fad dieting? Do you want to eat your favorite foods and not feel guilty? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then the Eat Great, Live Well personalized wellness program is the answer for you. Being healthy isn't about fad dieting, feeling guilty, or eating nothing but tofu and wheatgrass. It's about making small, healthy choices that add up over time to create life-changing transformation for you and your family. The Eat Great, Live Well personalized wellness program will show you how easy it is to be healthy, happy, and well-fed all at the same time. Visit eatgreatlivewell.com for more information or to enroll in this life-changing program. You deserve to both eat great and live well. Check it out today at eatgreatlivewell.com.
This is the EWN Radio Network.
Welcome back to Eat Great, Live Well Radio. I'm your host, Janelle McCauley, and today we're talking with Sam Rafoose, and we're talking about healthy eating. And I loved our conversation before the break about your big why, Sam, and it really is very aligned with mine, with children and grandchildren. But I think it's really important for everyone to identify and find their real true big why. And no, it's not so you can fit into a new dress or so that, you know, because you're going to a class reunion. That's a short-term goal, but that's not a big why. But I'd love to shift our conversation a little bit, Sam. And I know on your website, you talk a lot about teaching kids as young as 8 or 9 years old about healthy eating. Do you find that kids are more or less open to learning than adults are when it comes to healthy eating?
Oh, my goodness. In my experience, and I teach probably 20 or more classes a year for a healthy eating program for kids. And kids are so open. When they know the right information, they're willing, way more willing to try things than adults, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And again, these, like you said, these are kids 8, 9. This year I'm teaching kids from kindergarten to grade 9, and they are so cute because once they know, we really focus on two things. We look at what they're used to as far as the packaged foods, and we look at, you know, what's in the actual package, you know, from a granola bar to a chocolate bar to a juice box to a can of Coke. We pretty much assess the sugar content because, again, these classes are 1 hour. We're teaching kids how to eat less sugar and eat more healthy foods. So we look at it, we play some fun games, depending on the age, the older kids we can get more in depth, but we look at the sugar and we figure out actually how much they're eating in a day, the average child, and some of them are stunned. And again, we don't know this. This is, again, I tell kids, this is no judgment. This is just what goes on in the world because this is what we're eating. And then we talk about real foods. I bring in fruits and vegetables. We take a look. And just how they can add in fruits and vegetables into their diet. And they try them. And some kids have tried them, and then some kids will go, oh, well, I don't like that vegetable. And I talk about, well, which ones do you like? So with kids, you really have to start out with what they like first. And
mm-hmm.
lots of parents get under the misconception, again, that they have to force their kids to eat certain foods. And that sets people up for failure. Because, again, you and I both know if we're eating something we don't like, it could be the texture, it could be the taste. Our taste buds take time to adapt. So if we're feeding our kids the healthy foods that they do like first and introducing other fruits and vegetables along the way, then that's, you know, the way to do it.
Absolutely. And it could be that it's bitter. It could be that it's hot. It could be that it's cold. There are a lot of different things that change. And a child could need to taste or see something 10 or 12 times before they determine that they actually like it. We were talking about that at the dinner table with our granddaughter recently, and she said she didn't like it. And I said, tell me, when was the last time you had it? Well, I haven't had it. I just know I don't like it. And she's a really good eater. But it's interesting because it's having those conversations of, you know, well, when did you have it before? And getting them to really think about it. It's like, well, just taste one little taste. But I think it's also important for parents to, or whoever their the role models are, to make sure that they're eating it too. Because oftentimes we say, you need to eat it, but we don't have it on our plate. So they
Janelle,
do.
You just read my mind. And I have said that to parents. You cannot expect your children to do something you are not going to do. Children do what they see us do. It's
That's
like everybody else. Our words only reinforce what we do. I mean, my kids grew up with me eating healthy.
Mm-hmm.
They ate healthy. However, out of all three children, each one of them were different with their eating habits.
Mm-hmm.
And I would look at them and think, you're my three kids. And their dad ate pretty healthy, too, and their dad was a good cook and
mm-hmm.
and all everything. But you have to be the role model.
You absolutely do. And I think it's important for parents to remember, too, that, you know, our core eating habits are really established in childhood, and it's important to expose your children to different things. I also love when parents take their kids to the grocery store. There's a lot of different games you can play with your children and different things you can do. You can have a color chart and say, okay, during this month, we're going to make sure we get, you know, fruits and vegetables from all these colors and track that, kind of like a bingo. You know, you can do that and let them pick it out, because as you and I know, when a child picks something out or when they help make it or they choose what we're having for dinner in, you know, one part of it, they're much more likely to taste it, to eat it, to try it when you're getting their opinion versus just making a plate and putting it in front of them.
Oh, for sure. And again, just have them in the kitchen with you.
Mm-hmm.
My kids were cutting things with a butter knife when, you know, they were 2 years old.
Mm-hmm.
We'd all be around the island and we'd all do it together. And now, I mean, they're teens,
mm-hmm.
but they'll make a meal. I'll say, okay, who's gonna cook tonight? You know what? And they love it. You know, it could be a couple weeks before another one. It depends on our schedule. I mean, yes, I probably do most of the cooking, but
mm-hmm.
I enjoy it. But I'll say, okay, who's going to make the salad?
Mm-hmm.
They're just used to it. That it's something that is part of their life, that they know that they need to eat healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny because they pretty much control their eating. When they were growing up, they could have a fruit and vegetable anytime. If they were hungry, you know, they knew that if it was cookies or if it was anything else, they had to ask. And that was just our rule. If they
mm-hmm.
were hungry, eat. But it couldn't, you know, be the junk. And nowadays, my oldest daughter, she'll be busy because she works part-time after school. And then all of a sudden she'll say to me, oh, Mom, you know, please, I really need to eat a salad. I can feel it that I haven't had a salad. And I love that she knows that about her body, that she hasn't eaten enough healthy foods in the last couple of days.
That's really great. And it's important with kids as they're growing up, too, to not make a big deal if something changes. So, again, with our granddaughter the other day, I gave her, we had some macaroni and cheese, and then we had a turkey sausage on the side. So when I gave it to her, that's how I did it. She said, no, I want it mixed in. And I said, but the last time you ate it, you wanted them separate. So that's, you know, that's how Nana did it. And she said, well, now I want them mixed in, because she'd been watching, you know, watching us eat it. So I said, okay, that's great. You know, just tell me what, you know, how you'd like it.
Yeah.
And that's great, but not making a big deal about it, because sometimes
no.
then it makes them very self-conscious about how they're eating. And
yeah.
let them tell you. So
yeah.
they're much more likely to really enjoy it and do it. You know, my one of my younger sisters is a school teacher in Southern California, and she's actually initiated a running club with the students at her school, and they're also getting some grant money to do gardens around the school so kids can learn how to grow vegetables and learn what's available and really get involved in that process, from growing it to picking it to tasting it, because kids just don't get exposed to nearly enough of that, especially in some of the more underprivileged areas. And I think it's so neat that she's really, you know, taken that and started very small, and now she's got her whole school, and now it's getting to the district level. It doesn't take very much for someone to see what's working and then want to model it. Just one person can start and make a huge difference.
Oh, I love it. And the kids get on board. They truly do. It's amazing.
They do. And because of it, the parents have gotten much more involved. And what it does is it does a lot of things. It helps the kids and the parents have some common ground and some things to really do conversations about. And, you know, eating and mealtime, because you're talking about, you know, kids in the kitchen, it's also really neat because kids learn how to read because they're reading recipes, they're reading labels, they're helping with, you know, food and shopping. They may be making a shopping list. And if they're young, they could even go ahead and, you know, find pictures and recipes. So it's, and then they're also doing science and math because they're cutting, they're mixing things, they're seeing how things combine. So it's a great way to continue the education of our kids in a fun way, too.
Oh, for sure. I would give my kids, we would go to the grocery store, and again, I took them from the time they were babies. We'd all go to the grocery store, and some people would say, oh, I don't know how you do that. You know, it's, so, you know, it's easier for me to get in and get out if I don't have my kids. But for me, again, because of what I do, it was a learning lesson for them.
Mm-hmm.
And we would go through the store as they got older and they could add, I would give them, and I would just to help them with their math or to help them to see how much food costs or what mm-hmm. we needed to buy, I would say, okay, today we've got $100. Here's the list. This is what we need. We need all the healthy items first.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you guys have, you know, X number of dollars left over, then you can decide between you guys, you know, do you want a bag of chips? Do you want a different kind of cereal? Do you, you know, I would let them figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so fun. I mean, sometimes it would take us a while, but it was fun to watch them, you know, add things up and put things back and say, okay, we need this, we need this. Oh, no, we're, you know, $8 over. Oh, we have to put the ice cream back.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so much fun.
Well, you're teaching them so many lessons, but the most important thing you're doing is you're spending quality time with them. And I think oftentimes as parents, it's really challenging to find a balance between doing the things we need to do and spending that quality time with our children. So what better way to do both than to do it together?
Yeah, it's really true.
So we need to take our final break, and when we come back, I want to talk about some of the common themes or misconceptions about healthy eating, and I'd also spend just a little bit of time kind of talking about some of the things that we hear a lot about today about gluten-free. I know you talked about, you know, reading sugar labels and getting aware of that. So I'd love to come back and talk a little bit more about that. This is Janelle McCauley, and you're listening to Eat Great, Live Well Radio.
Do you struggle with your weight or your health? Do you wish you had more energy to do the things you really want to do? Are you tired of counting calories and fad dieting? Do you want to eat your favorite foods and not feel guilty? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then the Eat Great, Live Well personalized wellness program is the answer for you. Being healthy isn't about fad dieting, feeling guilty, or eating nothing but tofu and wheatgrass. It's about making small, healthy choices that add up over time to create life-changing transformation for you and your family. The Eat Great, Live Well personalized wellness program will show you how easy it is to be healthy, happy, and well-fed all at the same time. Visit eatgreatlivewell.com for more information or to enroll in this life-changing program. You deserve to both eat great and live well. Check it out today at eatgreatlivewell.com.
You're listening to Janelle McCauley on the EWN Radio Network.
Welcome back to Eat Great, Live Well Radio. I'm your host, Janelle McCauley, and today we're talking with Sam Rafoos. And before the break, we had a great conversation on kids in the kitchen and cooking and shopping with your children. So if you missed it, you absolutely need to go listen to it. And I want to spend our last little bit of time together, Sam, and have you share from some of the things that you've seen and learned, are there some common themes or misconceptions about healthy eating that you find when you're working with individuals or when you're out teaching children and families?
Oh, yes. Yeah, it's the all or nothing. You know, oh, I t- to, I don't eat fat. And again, I know I talk mostly about sugar in my classes, but there's lots of parents that come and volunteer and help with the school, with the teachers through these classes. So that's probably one of the biggest questions I get, especially from women, is, you know, I'm not eating any fat, so why am I not losing weight? That is the hugest misconception, because your body needs fat.
Mm-hmm.
But good fat, where everyone is eating the wrong fats. So that's what I talk about. And they say, oh, well, you know, I'm eating this type of, let's just say margarine and butter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm eating the good margarine. And I said, well, if you're asking my opinion, go back to butter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, butter is your friend. And when it comes to healthy eating, I tell people the easiest way for you to determine whether it's healthy or not, did it come from nature or did it come from a factory?
Mm-hmm.
So again, butter comes from cows.
Mm-hmm.
The margarine was made in the factory.
Yeah, that's
our bodies don't recognize that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's an easy way if someone's trying to make a quick determination.
Yeah.
About it. And I think with the all and nothing too, one of the things when people are trying to eat healthy, they start out the day really healthy. Breakfast is pretty good. They're, you know, eating. Lunch is, you know, so-so. And then they get home and they get busy and they start snacking or doing something. Say, see, I can't eat healthy. I can't do it. It's just not going to work.
Yeah, it's
versus,
too hard.
Yeah, yeah, versus saying, okay, I made this little, you know, ate this little snack, that's okay, I'm going to start right back up again, you know, and you don't have to wait for a Sunday or a Monday or the first day of the week or the first day of the month. You can start doing it right now, and it does make a difference.
Janelle, we're on the same wavelength through this whole interview. As,
I know.
As you were talking about that, I was thinking, yeah, but I just tell people, make the different choice next time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you had that, you had that brownie. You don't need to eat the whole cake.
Mm-hmm.
Just, okay, so you had the brownie. Okay, now your next snack, have an apple. That's it. You know, it's not rocket science. It's, again, people think, oh, I had a brownie, so I wrecked my whole day.
Mm-hmm.
So I might as well just keep going. Again, it's that mindset that each choice in the time can be a healthy choice or a not so healthy choice.
Absolutely. And we talked earlier about how things taste. And one thing I love to share with people when they say, I love my sweets, I can't do without my sweets. And it's like, fine, then have your sweets. But take 3 to 5 small bites, enjoy each one. You know,
yes.
Savor the flavor,
yes.
Enjoy the texture. You know, don't just stick the whole thing in your mouth and, you know, just keep repeating that. Take it bite by bite. 3 to 5 small bites, put your fork down, put it down, have a conversation, which is really what mealtime is all about, is the social interaction anyway. And in 15 minutes, if you want more, repeat that. But pay attention to how it tastes. And I can promise that in probably 95 to 99% of the time, it's not going to be as flavorful as it was those first few bites. When it's not, stop eating, because then it's just calories, not pleasure. And that makes such a huge difference.
Yep. Or, you know, have when I'm teaching the kids, when they're trying to introduce, you know, more fruits and vegetables, I just get them to, I say, okay, hold out your hand. Some kids, you know, everybody has their own size of hand. It's the easiest way for kids to gauge what a healthy little serving is for them. So I'll say to, you know, an 8-year-old, I'll say, okay, how many carrots are going to fit in your hand? Oh, 3. Okay, I said, well, can you eat 3 carrots at your snack time? Well,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's all you have to do.
Mm-hmm.
It's that we get these ideas in our head that we have to eat a pound of carrots or a whole head of broccoli every day in order to be healthy. No, 2 or 3 little bites even of vegetables is doable
mm-hmm.
for anyone. And you just start doing that and making a habit, your body will not crave as much sugar. you crave sugar because your body isn't getting the nutrients that it actually needs. So the more you're feeding your body the wrong foods, it still keeps saying, I need nutrients. So you think you need the sugar, where if you start feeding your body more of the healthy nutrients, your cravings go down.
They do, and you're much more mentally alert. You've got more energy. You're not getting those sugar rushes. You know, one thing we hear a lot about today is gluten-free or sugar-free. I know we talked a little bit about sugar, and I love the fact that you're teaching children how to read labels so they know how much sugar they're getting, because, you know, it adds up very quickly. But do you have any quick advice you can provide to us about how to make healthy choices and what we should be eating?
Well, if people are truly gluten-free, yes, they have to. But you do have to check out whether that is really what's going on for you. And mm-hmm. yes, it is a craze right now that's what seems to be the new fad.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to sugar and sugar-free, I will say to people, if it's sugar-free, what are they putting in it? You have to read the label. And if it is a lot of the fake sugars, your body still interprets it as sugar.
Mm-hmm.
It still tastes like sugar. It's still doing the same body processes as far as how it wants to digest sugar. The only difference is your body can't recognize the chemicals. So you actually just store a lot of those types of chemicals in your fat cells.
Mm-hmm.
So sugar-free is actually, in my opinion, more harmful for the body than actual sugar. Certainly, I don't want to see people eating a lot of sugar, but people will say to me, should I have a diet soda or should I have a regular soda? I will tell people, if you're going to drink soda, have a regular one, but don't drink it too often, and drink a lot of water.
Right.
Your body needs a lot of water to get rid of a lot of that sugar, but the diet ones are actually, in my opinion, more harmful and actually hold more weight than regular.
No, I absolutely agree with you on that. And I think it's one of those things, if it's not kind of going back to your, is it nature or the factory, is it naturally produced or is it something that's an artificial chemical that's been added? Because our bodies don't know how to process it. And I absolutely agree with you too with figuring out whether you need to be gluten-free, because if you don't, then you're spending a lot of money eating in a way that's not necessary for your body. The most important thing is pay attention to how you feel.
Yes.
And I believe that people can tell very quickly after they've eaten something, if they really stop and kind of tune into their body, they can tell whether it agrees to them or not, or if they feel bloated or they feel uncomfortable, yes, or they feel full. Just really start to pay attention to that, and that will shift a lot of things pretty quickly. This has been an amazing conversation, and you're right, we're so in alignment in a lot of things, and because when you're talking, it's like, wait a minute, that's exactly how I believe. So I love that, and I love those conversations. Can you tell our listeners how they can get more information or connect with you?
Well, Janelle, as you said at the beginning, Holistic Nutrition Girl, that's my website. So www.holisticnutritiongirl.com. My free resources are there. They can download a guidebook on, 20 tips to lose weight without starving yourself. And what other? I've got lots of resources on there. My phone number's on there. My email's on there. So literally, if they go to the website, they'll find me.
Perfect. And we'll put a link to your website with a link to today's show on our eatgreatlivewellradio.com website, too. So they'll just be able to click there and also get to you. So I was checking out some of those free resources, and you've got a lot to offer there. So thank you very much. And as we wrap up our time together, I love to ask all my guests, if you would give our listeners just one action item that they can implement in the next week to start creating a healthy future for themselves and the ones they love.
Oh, sure. It's what I tell all of my clients, or everybody I'm teaching, that we are all born with our own innate wisdom. We all know what it is we need to do. They're the things that keep us up at night. We may be laying there awake and thinking, okay, I know that I have to get out and take a walk this week. I know that, you know, I haven't eaten enough vegetables. I tell people, stop, think, breathe, and choose one. Because we, again, people think they have to do it all. We're busy. We all have busy lives, but choose one. If it's, you know, you need to get out more in nature and go for a walk, then just choose that and just say, I'm not going to worry about what I'm eating. I'm not going to worry about anything else. I am just going to commit to go for a walk every day. Every day I'm either at lunchtime, and if you miss a day, it's the same thing we talked about, that healthy eating. If you miss a day, then do it the next day. Just commit to taking one action. And then as that becomes a habit, then you add in something else. But you have to make something a new habit first before you try and do it all.
I love that. I love that. It's a great way to end our conversation. I want to thank you, Sam, so much for all of your insights and just a great conversation today.
Thanks, Janelle.
So until next week, remember that even small changes can make a positive difference in your health and your life. Healthy choices you make every day add up over time to create a healthy future for yourself and your family. Be sure to join me each week so that we can continue the conversation together on how to build a healthier relationship with food and with yourself. And again, I invite you to go to eatgreatlivewell.com and be part of the conversation. Click on our Facebook link and share the one action that you're going to choose to take this next week to start getting healthier. We'd love to hear what that is, and we'd love to support you on, you know, and just be there on that journey. So be sure to share it and ask us what questions you have so we can make sure they get answered. Take care. Have a great and healthy week. Bye-bye for now.
Thank you for tuning in to Eat Great, Live Well Radio, your trusted source for the information you need to take control of your health and your life. Each week at this time, we bring you straight talk about eating healthier without giving up the foods you love. Join us next Thursday and every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on the EWN Radio Network. To get a replay of this week's show, listen to past shows, or contact Janelle, go to eatgreatlivewellradio.com. Have a great week, and remember, you can choose to eat great and live well.